USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol. It's part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, as it claimed the plant is the last part of the city that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include an interest rate hike as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West has not worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. Wall Street slumping for another week. The Dow dropped nearly 2%. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Ahead of a presidential runoff election in France, President Emmanuel Macron has the lead over his rival Marine Le Pen. A victory for him would mean he would be the first French president in 2 decades to win a second term. Opinion polls on him winning range in margin from 6 to 15%. The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love was killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend George Hughley. Hughley is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil suit, filed by Love's mother, is seeking more than $30 million in damages. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile during her testimony during a hearing on Friday on whether she is eligible to run for re-election. Using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, voters in her district said that Greene helped facilitate the January 6th insurrection that disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will make the ultimate decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The search continues in the Lone Star State for a guardsman who may have drowned in the Rio Grande.
A release from the Texas Military Department saying they had to pause their river search Friday night because of strong river currents. The soldier went missing along the river on a border enforcement mission. Sheriff Tom Schumber of Maverick County says the soldier had jumped into the river in an attempt to rescue an illegal immigrant woman who was struggling to get across. The woman did make it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Police in the nation's capital said the suspect in a shooting that left 4 injured was found dead. It's believed that the suspect took his life as officers entered the apartment. The suspect had a sniper-like setup in his apartment when he began shooting at residents from the 5th floor near its school. The 4 people who were injured are expected to survive. Investigators are searching for motive. A Spanish museum says it's confident that American courts will rule again in their favor that a valuable French Impressionist painting taken from a Jewish family by Nazis belongs to the museum and not to the family's descendants. The Thyssen-Bornemisza National Museum in Spain says that's despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that sent the case back to a lower court. It's sure that the court will rule that Spanish law should prevail over California's. Prosecutors in Tennessee will no longer pursue a woman who challenged her conviction for illegal voter registration. Charges against Pamela Moses, a Black Lives Matter activist, will be dismissed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.